wolves that come to me. And the people gather around. They are all what they can bring. They know about it and all that. And then a song sing. The revolution starts now.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. Yes, there is music on Air America, and it's on Sunday night. And we invite people in and have them bring music that's important to them and let our guests call the shots. And this week, I am honored to have Odetta in the studio. This is an honor and a privilege. And I run into you every once in a while, but we actually get to sit down and talk this time.
It is a pleasure. It is wonderful to be able to sit down and talk and exchange as we have passed each other within our area. You meet, run into people, and you like the person, but there's never any time.
Never, yeah, right.
You know, and so now we do have the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And both Doug Yeager and myself, manager and I, very curious about this program you've got going.
Yeah,
so we're ready for you.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you, if anybody told me that I'd have a radio show on any radio network, you know, 2 years ago, I wouldn't have ever believed it. But this happened, and we're still here after a year and a half.
Congratulations.
We are about music here, and you put together a great playlist, and I was thrilled to see this. And we're going to start things off with, this is Marian Anderson. He's got the whole world in his hands on Air America Radio. Radio, and it doesn't surprise me a bit that you brought that in to play.
She is a hero of mine, and it was through her that many of us were introduced to the spirituals.
Right, and you know, your background was in, you actually were involved in musical theater before you were involved in what people refer to as folk
music. It was
music.
A musical play, Finian's Rainbow.
Right.
And which is absolute delightful.
Yeah, it's a great
piece
show. Yeah.
Of work, and I would love for them to revive it, to tell
yeah.
you the truth.
Yeah, there's every once in a while you run into a piece like that. I mean, people tend to I think, trivialized musical theater now, because there's a lot of trivial musical theater out there nowadays. But there've been a lot of shows that I think had really great music in them, and at one time that was the very center, you know, popular music was around theater itself, and there were great songs.
Well, that particular show also had a political focus.
Right. Yeah, there was a time, this was long before anyone started suggesting that artists were not qualified to comment on the world around them, like we've been hearing from some of our leaders lately.
You know, there are some people who still think like that.
Absolutely.
I mean, because I know of you or what your work is, then you shouldn't be political.
Right.
And the next phrase is, I beg your pardon?
Yeah, for me it was always, you know, I grew up in an atmosphere where, you know, I thought that was my job. I thought that was one of the reasons that you become an artist. That artists,
now,
any kind of art.
Isn't that interesting?
I mean, I was raised that way, but
yeah.
There's been a, you know, we forget.
Well, that was also the atmosphere, because as you think back to it, when you were 14,
right,
going to coffee houses because you couldn't go to a bar because you couldn't drink.
They let me in.
And you heard, and that's where the music was, the folk music was. And so you were fairly well showered with us Pinkos or Red O's.
Oh, absolutely. The only coffee house in San Antonio was there were two. There was a place called the Gatehouse, which was downtown on 4th Avenue, and the local underground newspaper was published upstairs. And the other one, which was really interesting, was at Service Club 2 on Fort Sam Houston. Some of the GIs there started a coffee house, and then they opened another one in Killeen, Texas, where Fort Hood is, up north of Austin, called Oblio's Strut. Mm-hmm. And a circuit among, you know, coffee houses run by GIs during the Vietnam War opened up, and musicians
really?
Came in from the outside, and I got involved with some of the guys that started Vietnam Veterans Against the War. And the first time I ever played for more than 30 people was in front of the Alamo with a rally that Vietnam Veterans Against the War
right.
put together, because I'm from San Antonio.
Yeah.
Paul Robeson, you know, we're back to artists and a mainstream artist who had a conscience and insisted on having a voice about in something other than his art form.
We were living at another time. The world was different back then. Now, mainstream, basically, there were people who were mainstream because the area of marketing records and whatever was really very narrow.
Right.
Okay. And so there were people who actually attended concerts that were classical concerts,
right.
You know, and go and hear Segovia and playing the guitar, classical guitar. And there was an awful lot of information given out via the films, where you would have Jose Iturbe, where you would have Rachmaninoff played, where you would have Chopin played in the thing. It was easier for the industry to put a wide variety of things out there, and it educated us. We had quite a large palette. Now, Paul Robeson was the one that politicized me, that made me know that it was not only possible, but it was necessary to be responsible to my fellow brothers and sisters on the face of this earth.
This is Paul Robeson, and you actually recorded this song on either your first or your second record, Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho.
Well, don't ask me about
which record it was. I know you recorded it because I have heard it. Paul Robeson on Air America Radio.
Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. Jericho.
Oh, yeah.
Just fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Just fit
the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Just fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Good morning, brother pilgrim. Pray tell me where you bound. Oh, tell me where you traveling to.
On the disenchanted ground.
My name it is, O pilgrim, to Canaan I am bound.
traveling through this wilderness.
On this enchanted ground.
That morning.
Just fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho,
oh, yes.
Jericho. Just fit the battle of Jericho and the walls come tumbling down.
That morning.
Just fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Just fit the battle of Jericho and the walls come tumbling down.
Give me talk about the king of Gideon. Give me talk about the man of Saul. There's none like good old Joshua.
At the battle of Jericho.
Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Cope a load and ram upon a Joshua cry.
Hold the battle lamb in my hand.
Then the lamb ran cheek bone began to blow. Trumpet began to sound. Joshua commanded the children to shout.
And the walls come a-tumbling down.
That morning.
Just fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho,
yes,
Jericho. Just fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down.
That morning.
Just fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho,
yes,
Jericho. Just fit the battle of Jericho,
and the walls come a-tumbling down.
Paul Robeson on Air America Radio. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now. Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. Our guest this week is Odetta, and I actually tried to tell this story once on another show, and I didn't get through it for several reasons, but you brought in a Lead Belly track, which, you know, you're not the first person to play Lead Belly on this radio station. He gets played here every once in a while, but mm-hmm. My son is 24. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, he started out like when I gave him a guitar probably when he was 12 or 13. He didn't really care about it all that much for a while. He mainly took up golf and stuff just because it irritated me and didn't show much interest in the guitar. But he finally one day he started playing on his own, and he was into Nirvana in a big way, band, and into, yes, Kurt Cobain. Mm-hmm. who was a very, very, very talented young man. But it was funny. Nirvana put out this record called Unplugged, which mm-hmm. was basically an acoustic record. And there on that record, they did a version of, you know, Where'd You Sleep Last Night?
And Black Girl.
Yeah. And my son heard that song, and then he got into my Lead Belly records. And from there, he got into my Mance Lipscomb records and my Lightnin' Hopkins
All
records.
Right.
And 6 months later, he was playing, you know, really, really hard Mance Lipscomb, you know, finger-picking solos, yes, better than I could ever play them. You know, it's amazing how this music, you know, it comes around and it takes, you know, it picks up mm-hmm. another generation along the way.
I'm fascinated with how, as your son did, he heard a something or other, and he was curious enough to go back.
To do the work.
You know, I've always been... The folk music area, community, we were a little prejudiced towards those who sang folk music, and we thought they were earning a lot of money, right? We thought we knew their bank account, and therefore they must be selling out.
Right.
But many people, Burl Ives and others, someone heard them, and they started going back. They started reaching back into what the musical history has been. That's very exciting.
Yeah, it is. This is, and this song has been recorded by a lot of people. It's been a hit song 3 times that I know of. This mm-hmm. is Lead Belly on Air America Radio.
Yonder come a misery. Shoulder, keep the paper in her hand. asked the governor, he's trying to lose a mom, man, lift the midnight special, shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heavy loving light on me. When you get up in the morning, when that big bell rings, you go to march to the table. Walker on the table, there's nothing in my pain. Never said a thing about it. Have trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
Let the midnight special shine a ever loving light on me.
Well, I went to the nation and the territory. Bottom girl I love lives in Mexico. Let the midnight special
shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever loving light on me.
You ever go to Houston? Boy, you better walk right. And you better not squall. And you better not fight. Bass and Bronco will rescue you. Hate and boom will take you down. You get to bet your bottom dollar, and a change your rebound.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a yellow light on me.
Well, jumping little Judy, she was a mighty fine girl. Well, Judy brought jumping this whole round world. Well, she brought it in the morning, just a one more day. She brought me to you, and my wife was dead. That started me to grieving, been hollering and crying. Then I began to worry about a dead long time.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special
Lead Belly on Air America Radio. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now. The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio, and this week our guest is Odetta. God, this song, This Land Is Your Land, I'm a big New York Yankees fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, but long before I lived in New York. It's just the only baseball we got in Texas. You know, what you got on the radio in the early 60s was you got the Yankees and you got the Dodgers on television and radio. That's all you got. So I grew up a Yankees fan, but it's been really hard, I think, to listen to go to the ball game and hear God Bless America in the middle of the game. And I hate to be that way about it, but This Land Is Your Land was a reaction, you know, of Woody's to God Bless America, to the exclusivity of the idea that God blesses America over someplace else rather than all of us, rather than people. So this song has always been really, really important to me.
Well, I have promised in the past at my concerts that when I become the dictator, I will make this our national anthem.
Yeah, it's funny that the verses, you know, it's become one of those songs that everyone sings. And you know, it's been sung as a patriotic song, but it's funny the verses that are removed from it, you know. And I tend to sing only the most subversive verses, you know, if I have a limited amount of time. The verse that my favorite verse is about the sign, and on the other side it didn't say nothing. That's my favorite line in the song. And where did you encounter Woody Guthrie for the first time?
It was out in Los Angeles. And there was an actor and his wife, Will Gear,
yeah.
Herta Gear, and they lived in Topanga Canyon, mm-hmm. and they had a theater also there on their property. And the folkies would go either in Santa Monica, near the Santa Monica Beach, to the Goat Gulch.
Right.
Where we would sit and try to tune our guitars together. You know, that's where the expression comes, that's close enough for folk music. We weren't really in tune, but it was close enough.
That, right, absolutely.
Or up in Topanga Canyon, and Guthrie was out there, and Pete Seeger was out there, and Lord. I had started singing with my three chords, C, G, and easy F. And with the capo, I had an extensive repertoire. And it was amazing how word spread real quick. The grapevine was really quick in those days. If you ran into somebody with a guitar, you knew somebody they knew.
Right.
Or that kind of thing. Okay. So I was invited to, and I went up to the Topanga Canyon, and I'm sitting there. I was a very shy kid, and I would just sit on in the corner and listen and watch everybody. I didn't participate except to sing, and that's where I first heard Woody Guthrie.
This is Woody Guthrie on Air America Radio. This land is your land.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. Saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. Voice coming chanting, and the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between all of my brothers, all over this land.
If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring all of my brothers, all
my job, Odetta, I get to play a Woody Guthrie song followed by a Pete Seeger song on the radio. Okay. How cool is that?
Yeah, well, it's as close to perfect as you're going to get, I guess.
Absolutely. The Weavers, we've played the Weavers several times, and you know, I think it's important, you know, especially on Air America Radio. Air America Radio is still here, and we're still on the air, and it's commercial radio. There are people that are actually paying for this, you know, in the sense that people are buying advertising here. And I think it's important to remember that the Weavers were, you know, had very, very big hit records, you know,
yes,
playing, singing songs like this. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. And you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio, and our guest this week is Odetta. I'm sorry, I'll just keep running my mouth off about this stuff, you know, for hours and hours and hours when I get in here with somebody like you, because, you know, I grew up on your records, and, you know, that's my favorite thing about what they refer to as folk music is the musicology in it, the way everybody learns from everybody else, and you hear a version of something, and you, like we were talking about earlier, go back and look for the earlier version. And some of us end up making stuff up, and we steal from all those records when we do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Stuff. Yeah, that's what it's about.
Oh, each generation is built on the one before, or the one before that. And it's not a sad piece of news you give to me. It makes me feel necessary, and that you were encouraged or helped by those of us who were older. And it makes me feel beyond luxury tax.
It's one of those things that I, I mean, I have been really lucky as far as the teachers that I've had. I mean, I got to Houston just the time I saw Mance Lipscomb and Lightnin' Hopkins in the same room at the same time on about three occasions in the last few years that they were alive, because John Lomax's son and grandson, you know, ended up in Houston, and they managed Lightnin' at the end. And my first manager was the grandson, John Lomax, and the Houston Folklore Society was what I stumbled into. And it was amazing. And that's why I think there's a whole generation of Texas songwriters, people like Guy Clark and, you know, Jerry Jeff Walker, you know, who was from New York, turned up down there in 1968 and wrote Mr. Bojangles in the upstairs room at Sand Mountain Coffee House in Houston, Texas. And I'll never forget, we all pulled back the couch. There are all these people that play their Mance, Lightnin', Jerry Jeff, Mickey Newberry, Fred Neal. And we moved a couch in the dressing room, and there were all these picks laying on the floor. Flat picks, finger picks.
The ones you couldn't find when you
looked. Well, yeah, but I mean, these have been left by a whole, you know, two generations of performers that played this place before me. And I scooped up a whole pocket full of them and went around for years making up, you know, stories about who I knew that they had belonged to.
Well, of course.
I was just guessing.
What would we do without the tall tale?
Absolutely. We play, I think every one of these songs that we play today, you've recorded at one time or another. But we do need to play you before we get out of here. Freedom Trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get to program the radio show when you're on here, but tell us about this.
Well, for some reason, I guess the Muse visited me. And I was singing Oh Freedom at home, just practicing. And for some reason, it brought to mind a movement, like a movement. Oh Freedom, that was sitting and wishing or standing and wishing for freedom. Then the second part being the determination that I am going to move. And the third part being that I am on the move. And so it just happened to come at a wonderful time for those who were working for civil rights, and because it illuminated what was the thrust of what the civil rights movement was about. You sit and you wish, that you make some moves, and then you're on your way. So it turned out to be quite a favorite for a lot of people.
This is Freedom Trilogy, Odetta on Air America Radio.
Be free. No more moaning. No more moaning over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in grave. Go home to my Lord and be free. Be buried in my grave. I go home to my Lord and I'll be free. Come and go with me to that land. Come and go with me to that land. Go with me. In that land where I'm bound, there's no kneeling in that land, no kneeling in that land, no kneeling in that land where I'm bound. Won't you come and go with me to that land? Come go with them to that land. Go with me to that land where I'm bound. Come and go with me to that land. Go with me to that land. Go with me to that land where I'm bound. I'm on my way and I won't turn back. I'm on my way, won't turn back. I'm on my way and I won't turn back. I'm on the way, great God, I'm on the way. Gonna ask my brothers, come and go with me. Gonna ask my sisters, come and go with me. I'm gonna ask my brothers. I'm on my way, great God, I'm on my way. I'm gonna ask the captain, but won't you let me go? I'm gonna ask the captain, let me go. I'm gonna ask the captain, won't you let me go? I'm on my way, great God, I'm on my way. if he say no, 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 I'm gonna go anyhow. If he say no, gonna go anyhow. And if he say no, I'm going high. I'm on my way. Great God, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way, and I won't turn back. I'm on my way.
Odetta on Air America Radio, Freedom Trilogy. That's on Odetta Gonna Let It Shine, a concert for the holidays, which is on MC Records, and you can get it at record stores everywhere and www.mc-records.com. Our guest this week has been Odetta. This has been an honor and a pleasure. Thank you very much for coming.
Oh, are we through?
We are all. We're out of here.
Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't
well, thank you, Steve.
They only give me an hour. They said if I get a sponsor, I can have more time. So I'm working on that.
Okay. I'll keep my line open.
All right. Thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you,
Steve Earle. If you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now.